Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi there. I'm just calling. I'm having some trouble with Archtop. I just switched over to you guys from Spectrum, and I figured, you know, it would be a great swap. The internet should be way faster. Everything is good. I'm having a lot of frustrations currently because, number one, I am having at least one time a week, sometimes two, where my internet will drop out completely for 15, 20 minutes at a time. And like, I'll reset the router, do all the things that, you know, I think I'm supposed to do, and nothing really helps until it just comes back on. The other thing is, I chose faster internet with you guys because I do a lot of like, streaming services for TV. I do streaming on Twitch. So like, I need a fast internet speed. And more often now than when I had Spectrum, I'm having issues with dropped frames, issues with connectivity. Signal strength is weak at times, and it's happening consistently. And then the other thing is, when I signed up, I made sure that, like, you know, I'm going to be able to walk around outside my house and have, you know, some sort of signal. Literally, the moment I step out of either one of my front door or my side door, I no longer have any connection.
Okay.
So I know that you guys offer extenders, but for me to have to pay an extra $8 or $16 a month to just have internet connection when I walk outside my doors is a little bit crazy.
Can I get your last name, sir?
Sure. It's Smith. First name is Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
Can you tell me what your service address is?
Sure. 3055 Route 9W in Saugerties.
Okay.
12477.
Thank you. What's the email address we have on file?
Should be mrsmith51592@yahoo.com.
Thank you much for that. And thank you for verifying your other information for that one. Let me look to see what we got going on right now.
Sure.
Alrighty. So I do have good news for you. So recently we did make changes. So we can now actually offer you up to one extender completely free of charge.
Okay.
So
that's fantastic.
Would you like to add that onto the account? That way we can ensure that you get that extender as part of the package for, you know,
Absolutely. Oh. And how does that work? Is it a physical thing that has to be plugged in somewhere, or is it just an extension from the router?
So it is its own individual device, and you'll be able to place it wherever you want within your home, wherever you think it's needed the most. Anything past that first initial extender is that additional $77.99 a month. So there is that. But in terms of everything else, you'll be able to use that. And you said you were experiencing dropped frames on Twitch. I will definitely look into that and see what's going on our side, see if there's anything going weird for that one, going weird on
that. I couldn't believe it because, like, in all the time I had Spectrum, that happened very, very rarely. Like, if there was a bunch of things connected, and I was like, oh, you know, this is going to be good because, you know, I'll never have drop frames because it's, you know, supposed to be four times the speed of what the other one was. And like literally every single time I have multiple people connected to the internet and I'm downstairs doing streaming, I always have drop frames. Like 50% of frames are being dropped, which is just like tremendously frustrating.
I used to stream on Twitch. Trust me, I know the pain.
Okay, well, I'm glad that I got somebody that understands.
You're like, I understand what's going on, going wrong.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Yeah, I'm just like, dude, this has never happened before. And then all of a sudden, it's like I'm getting the little triangle of doom that's telling me that I'm dropping frames. And when I'm watching it, it's just choppy and awful. So it doesn't really make sense, especially considering that relative to where the router is located, to where my room is downstairs, it's basically directly overhead.
And are you on a wired? Are you on a wired or a Wi-Fi connection for that?
I'm on a Wi-Fi connection for that.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the things I found very, very quickly when I was streaming. It's just like, if you're streaming, you want to make sure you're on a wired connection because that way you're able to fully utilize, you know, that, you know, speed of that connection, because Wi-Fi is always going to be slower than your wired connections.
Right.
That's just plain matter of fact. Sure. So Let me see what I can do. So what I'm going to do, Sean, is let me ask you real quick. So we can actually get you out that extender today if you'd like. We
Yeah.
act we have let me see what we have available if we have anything available. So we can actually get we have someone who is available at 1 or at 3. We can get that extender out to you. So sometime this afternoon.
Okay, and what kind of time is involved in getting that set up? And is it something where it just needs to be plugged into a wall, or does it need to be connected into the router as well?
So it'll what it'll do is it actually will you plug it into the wall. You have the Plume app, correct? So you have the Home
Yes.
Pass app. So essentially what it'll do is there's a step-by-step guide within there within the app that'll actually show you about roughly where you need to place it just so that you're maximizing its efficiency. Because if you put it too close, you're not going to get, the full range boosting that an extender offers. If you put it too far away, it's going to capture a slower speed than what should be available. So there's literally like this like 10 to 15 foot sweet spot
Okay.
that it should go in, and the your Home Pass should be able to help guide you through where that should be based off of
Okay.
where you want it to go. As far as the upgraded, we do what's called an upgraded service truck roll. Essentially, we just send a technician out there with the extender to pretty much hand it off to you. And if you have any questions, I can help guide you and to set it up as well while
Okay.
they're there. So don't worry about that. The entire process should take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour at most. Usually it's
Okay, yeah.
usually if you're fairly techie and you have an understanding of what's going on, they'll be like, here's your extender. Do you know, they'll ask you a couple questions like, how, do you understand how to plug it in, how to connect it up to your, current Wi-Fi modem, all of that stuff. And if you say yes, they'll just hand it off to you and say, here you go. Enjoy your new
Sweet.
router. If
Okay.
not, they'll help you guide it through. I would also like to add in, we actually just recently started testing out new Wi-Fi modems, like the not the like the both the connection to our fiber internet speed as well as the Wi-Fi modem, where you're so we've been using Adtran, which is on your current one. But we are actually testing out new ones that actually can handle up to our 8 gig speed. So that way we can actually get that full testing out of the way before we make it publicly available to most of our customers. And what we
Okay.
eventually are going to be looking at into upgrading to with those faster Wi-Fi modems, they'll be able to provide a stronger Wi-Fi signal to any and all
Oh yeah,
devices.
great.
So what time works best for you for getting this extender out to you? So
Let's do one today.
one, all right, I will make sure I get that in. Give me one moment.
And how soon is it before those other routers are going to be available?
We just recently started our essentially we had alpha testings in our networking lab that we have, and
Okay. So it's
the
still in the infancy.
we so we had our alpha testings. We got good speeds, good connection, good everything going in our labs.
Great.
And not even earlier this month, I actually just I'm the person who actually got one of our commercially available beta tests actually sent out their
Sweet.
new one. And so they are going to do that. Those tests are going to take anywhere from 1 to 2 months.
Cool.
They're literally wanting to stress test the system, see how well it can push it.
Okay.
So hopefully, and this is fingers crossed, hopefully we're going to have, these modems and routers available for customers, hopefully sometime Q1 of next year.
Awesome. All right. And then my only other question is, how big is the extender? Is it something that takes up a lot of space? Is it pretty inconspicuous?
It's a little bit bigger. It's if you've seen other Wi-Fi extenders, usually they take up like at least one port if you put them on the top of, your standard, plug, because they
Right.
do need to be plugged into the wall. So they are a little bit on a medium size frame because they are from Adtran as well. So they're a little bit more
Bulky.
power.
Okay.
They're well, not quite bulky, but they're just more powerful. So they do need to have that
Okay.
connection.
Okay, got it. All right. I appreciate it. I don't mean to cut you short. I got to run back into work. I just had to make a quick call. But I appreciate all your help. And he'll be there at 1 today, you said?
Yes, will an adult be there to grab that from
Yes.
him? All right, fantastic. I'll make sure I get this set up and you'll be good to go. Is there anything else I can
All
help
right,
you with
great.
today, Sean?
Nope, that's all. Thank you so
All
much.
right, thanks for calling us here at Arch Top Piper. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.